First John chapter 1, verse 5 is a great verse, gives us the full nature of God. This then is the message which we've heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. God is light and in him is no darkness at all. Now, if I can find out what is in the darkness, then I'll know because I've come to the Lord Jesus Christ that I've been severed from that darkness. I do not have to walk in darkness. I do not have to participate in darkness. Now look at John 3, verse 17. I know you know verse 16, but do you know verse 17? God is light. There is no darkness in him. Jesus Christ, death and resurrection, put darkness under our feet. The prince of darkness is under our feet. I do not have to be a willing participant in any aspect or element of darkness. Now it says, this is the condemnation, that light has come. Light has come. Light has come. Jesus was the visible manifestation of the invisible God. He showed them what God was like. He was the light of the world. Light is come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. The first thing I want you to see is that darkness brings evil. They love the darkness because their deeds were evil. Evil and wicked and perverse men love darkness. But God is light. There's no darkness in him, so there's no evil in him. Now, in John chapter 8, verse 12, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Well, if he's going to perfectly represent his Father, then he has to be light because God is light. And the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost, these three are one. So I don't understand that. Well, me either. But I know 'tis true. God is light. God is light. Is there any disease in the light? Is there any poverty in the light? Is there any wickedness and evil in the light? You remember James chapter 1? It says God cannot be tempted with evil. There's no evil. Evil is dark. There's no evil in him. Neither tempts he any man. God does not use the forces of evil to tempt, to test, to try men. Now that's what we say when we talk about sickness and disease, and we say sickness and disease comes from God or brings glory to God. We're saying God uses the forces of evil because disease is dark. And if you've ever been really sick, and if you are really sick, you know that. Disease is not light. It does not bring life. It is dark. It brings death. And 1 Corinthians 15 says death is the last enemy. Death is an enemy. It's an enemy. Now it is the passageway to the other side till Jesus comes and gets us, so we're not afraid to die. We're just not going to die before we live our life out. Is that right? 70, if by reason of strength, 80 years, we're going to live, finish our race, and then ascend into heavenly places. We're not afraid to die. But death is not a friend. It's an enemy. Now it says, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall what? Not walk in the dark. You supposed to be in the dark?
No.
Are you supposed to be in the dark?
No.
Absolutely, positively not. No darkness. God is light. God is light. Jesus said, I am light. Follow me and stay in the light. Oh, and what a bright light it is. Now look at Genesis chapter 1. This is the creation or the recreation of the world. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now you remember God is what? Light. Is there any darkness in God?
No.
Jesus came as light. And what did he say? Follow me or walk in the light. Stay out of the dark. The earth was without form and void and darkness. Is that what it says? God is
light.
In him is no
darkness
at all. At all. No darkness at all. Like baking a cake and you say, is there any chocolate in that cake? You say, there's no chocolate in this cake at all. There's no darkness in God at all. Now we have darkness on the earth. Where did it come from? Because there's no darkness in God. Genesis chapter 1, the creation of God was perfect. I love the terminology here, without form and void. I thought for years before I studied the Bible carefully, that meant there was nothing and God made something from nothing. That's a very shallow and somewhat inaccurate interpretation. The words without form and void are words that are used of the destruction after war. They're used in Jeremiah 4. Let me read you a couple verses and show you. He's talking about something has happened that has destroyed the perfection of God's creation. Darkness has come. Darkness has come. But God is light, and He's a good God. He's a merciful Father. He is going to turn this situation around and bring light back into the earth. There are several ways I know that. First of all, He told Adam to go forth and replenish the earth. You can't replenish anything that's not been plenished. If I tell you to replenish the cookie jar, it means it had cookies in it, but somebody ate them all. That would be me. Oh, thank goodness. And I'd say, replenish the cookie jar. Must be a supply in the freezer, and go take them out of the freezer and put them in the cookie jar. He told Adam to replenish the earth. So at one point, the earth had been fully plenished. In the beginning, God, who is light, and there's no darkness in Him, created the heaven and the earth. But the earth became without form of void, and darkness came. Now, that darkness was Satan and satanic forces. There is no darkness in God. If we find darkness, we find the enemy of God. Every time. Now, look at chapter 4. Let me just read you a couple verses. Verse 19. My bowels, I am pained at my very heart. If that ever happened to you. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because thou hast heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war. Destruction upon destruction is cried, for the whole land is spoiled. Suddenly are my tents spoiled, my curtains in a moment. How long shall I see the standard and hear the sound of the trumpet? They use the trumpet to declare war. You see in verse 29, the whole city shall flee for the noise of the horsemen and the bowmen. They shall go up into the thickets and climb up upon the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man dwells therein. Now look at verse 23. This is a chapter talking about destruction from war. I beheld the earth, and lo, it was without form and void. I beheld the earth. Darkness had come. God is what?
Light.
Jesus said, I am.
Light.
Walk in the
light.
Stay out of the
darkness.
Well, we find out from the scripture, look at Isaiah 45, what had happened to the perfection of God's creation. I love verse 18. Thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God Himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. Now, if we could read Hebrew, that word in vain is the identical word without form. And it says, He created it not without form. In Genesis 1:2, when the earth was without form, is that the way God created it? He said it wasn't. He created it not without form. See, darkness has come. Darkness has come. Now, we have power and authority through the Lord Jesus Christ over darkness. When darkness comes into our life, there's a solution through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for every element and aspect of darkness. He created it not in vain. He created it not without form. He formed it to be inhabited. Now, you turn back to Genesis chapter 1, and God's going to undo the destructive force that has come. And every single day God works, He says, verse 10, God saw that it was good. See, God is a good workman. He does good work. Doesn't do work like some of us, you know. Sort of almost did a good job. Could have been good, but we didn't give enough effort. God saw it was good. Verse 12, God saw it was good. Verse 18, God saw it was good. Verse 21, God saw it was good. I'm telling you, was it good or not? Verse 25, God saw it was good. Verse 31, I like. God comes to the end of creation, surveys it all, and says, this is very good. Very good. Very good. Now look at Ezekiel 28. Is the world good or not? Did God make it good or not? Now this, beginning with verse 11, is a description of Satan. Verse 14 says, thou art the anointed cherub that covers. He was a cherub or an angelic being. I have set thee so thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down the midst of the stones of fire. Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created till iniquity was found in thee. Now, Satan was a created being. He was an angelic being. He was created, it says, perfect in his ways. I'm always awestruck with that. How would you like to be perfect in every way? This is good, isn't it? perfect, perfect, perfect. From the day he was created, he was not born, he was not human, he was created, he was angelic, he was a spirit being who was created to serve God. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Satan chose against Almighty God. He rebelled against Almighty God. It says he became profane. Now the phrase I want you to see is in verse 16. Therefore, I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. Talking about this perfect created satanic being became Satan, was originally Lucifer, the son of the morning. When he sinned, rebelled against God, God what? He says, I cast thee out. Profane. Polluted. Cast thee out. Cast thee out. Well, where'd he cast him to? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was, or became, without form and void. What'd Jesus say? I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. What was he doing there? He was created to serve Almighty God. Now, we know that he had been in the Garden of Eden before he sinned, before he chose against God. That's in verse 13. Thou hast been in Eden, the Garden of God. It goes on to describe the beauty of Satan. Verse 12 says he was perfect in beauty. Now, that's a powerful combination. When you're perfect in beauty and perfect in all your way. This is good, isn't it? And yet he chose. Thou hast been in Eden, the Garden of God. He was there before sin. And then he was cast to the earth. Now look at Isaiah 14. Let me show it to you again. Verse 12. How art thou fallen from heaven? How did he fall from heaven? Cast out. Why? Because of sin. But was he created in sin? He was perfect, but he chose sin. What do you suppose happened on the earth when Satan arrived full of sin and destruction? And the earth was without form and darkness. And what? And what? Darkness was upon the face of the water. So there was water here. Wasn't there water? But what was on the water? And that's not literally talking about physical darkness, though that was probably how it was. It's talking about darkness and destruction had come from this satanic being who fell. This angelic being who became a satanic being and fell. Now it says, how art thou fallen from heaven, Lucifer? Do you notice what he's called? Son of the morning. Morning is dark or light? He's called the son of the morning. The son of light. What happened? That's exactly right. Verse 13. Thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. This is a self-promotion program. I will sit also. I will sit what? What's that word? Also. So somebody else was sitting there. Is that right? I will sit what? Who do you suppose was sitting upon the mount of the congregation, the sides of the north? Almighty God. See, he has power and authority over darkness. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will what? Be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. Now look at verse 17. Talking about Satan that made the world as a wilderness. Made the world as a what? God made the world a wilderness. The earth was without form and void and darkness. Darkness. Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So I'll cast thee to the earth as profane. And so he came. Now there's no proof, but I'll give you some educated guesswork that most scholars agree on. That's probably the time of the great flood that covered our earth, covered our world. That when Satan fell, the water, see, darkness was upon the water. The water rose and covered the earth. That was probably the destruction of the realm of dinosaurs. There was another world that pre-existed, we know that from the writings of Peter, that disappeared. And it would be an educated guess that that's the time frame that it disappeared. Now look at Proverbs chapter 2. What is in the dark? Satan is in the dark. He is the prince of darkness, the king of darkness. And darkness has to do with sin and rebellion and death and destruction. And when it says the earth was without form, it wasn't without form because nobody had created it. You know, you go to a pottery and there's some things without form. There are chunks of clay there. Nobody's formed them. Nobody's made a creation of any kind. But there's some other clay because of the way things turned out and the artist didn't like it that have been destroyed and they're to be recreated and reformed. They wet that clay down and reuse it. It says darkness was upon the face of the world was without form. Why? Because destruction came because darkness came. But Jesus said, I am the
light.
God is light. Well, who are you?
Light.
I won't trap you. Is that all right today? Proverbs 2, verse 12. To deliver thee to what? To what? From the way of evil man, from the man that speaks evil things, who leaves the path of uprightness to walk in the ways of? To walk in the ways of? Now who's walking in the ways of darkness, it says? This evil man, verse 12. But look at verse 10. When wisdom enters into thy heart, when wisdom enters... When wisdom enters, I can deliver you from the evil way, from the man that speaks forward or evil things, from the man that walks in darkness. Is darkness good or bad? And it says here it's evil. Now look at Proverbs 4, verse 19. The way of the wicked is as darkness. Is what? The way of the wicked is what? God is light. So there's no wickedness, no evil in God. Because there's no darkness in God. And darkness is associated with evil, already with destruction, with wickedness. Now look at you, verse 18. The path of the just is what? Shining light. Shining light that shines what? More and more. 1 John chapter 2. Giving you plenty of scripture today. Approaching this a little differently. Verse 9, chapter 2. He that says he's in the light, hates his brother, is in darkness. So destruction is in the dark. Evil is in the dark. Wickedness is in the dark. Hatred is in the dark. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there's none occasion of stumbling in him. He that hates his brother is in darkness, walks in darkness, knows not whether he goes because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. Now that's not physical blindness necessarily, but it's a blindness of mind and heart. It's ignorance and failure to perceive the truth of God. So in the dark we have destruction, we have wickedness, we have evil, we have hatred, and we have blindness or failure to perceive. We also have in this passage, knows not whether he goes. In other words, he's confused and he's lost in the dark. But God is what?
Light.
God is what?
Light.
In him is no darkness, no destruction, no confusion, no hatred. God is love. 1 Corinthians 2, the natural man, the man without God, understands not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he understand them, because they are spiritually discerned. That's what this says. It's blinded his eyes. Now look at 2 Corinthians. Where do you suppose disease might be? 2 Corinthians 4:4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds. Why? So you don't see, so you don't perceive, so you don't understand. But Proverbs says, when wisdom enters to deliver us from the evil man, the evil way, Satan doesn't want you to be delivered, doesn't want you to be set free. Blinds the minds. So there's great ignorance in the dark. Lest the what? Light of the glorious gospel of Christ. In this book is light. Now light is understanding, it's perception. Darkness is bad and light is good. It's the same thing John 10:10 informed us. The thief, that's not God, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Does that sound like the work of Satan, Genesis chapter 1?
Yes, it does.
Does it sound like the evil man of Proverbs?
Yes.
Does it sound like the hateful man in 1 John 2?
Yes.
The man who hates? Light of the glorious gospel should shine. Now look at verse 6. For God who what? Commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. And what did God say, Genesis chapter 1? King James says, let there be light. When he came to the darkness, the destruction that was upon the face of the water, the earth that was without form, a void, the sound of war that had caused the forces of evil to destroy. The Hebrew literally says, light be. He declared it. So God commanded the light. Do you know that's what God's doing today? He gave us the light of the glorious gospel. He's still commanding the light into the darkness. Still commanding the light into the darkness. Now look at the final book of the Old Testament. Are you ready? Light be. Does the Bible say, I'm the Lord thy God, I change not? If he ever commanded light into dark places, for all who will believe, he still what? Commands light into dark places. Verse 2, chapter 4. That's Malachi. But unto you that fear my name shall the what? S-U-N. Not S-O-N. Son of righteousness arise with healing. The Son of righteousness. In other words, the power. S-U-N, Son has great power. You can't even look at that great light. It'll affect your vision. Give you blind spots at minimum. It says the Son of Righteousness has come. With what?
Healing.
So God commanded the light to what?
Shine.
To what?
Shine.
What does the sun do?
Shine.
Where does it shine? What happens to the dark when the sun rises?
It's gathered.
It's gone. It is gone. The Son of Righteousness has come with healing. Now look at 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse 9. You are. Who is? Who? You are a chosen generation. A royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called who? Called who? Who did he call? Them?
You.
You. Called you. Called you. Out of darkness. Called you what?
Out of darkness.
Called you what?
Out of darkness.
Into the?
Wondrous light.
Look at John 12. You're supposed to be in the dark and the light. Is disease in the dark or in the light? When the sun S-U-N, the Son of Righteousness comes and shines, he brings light, he brings power, he brings what?
Healing.
Because healing is in the light. Called you out of the darkness. Now, if we turned all the lights out, it is really dark in here. There's only one little light comes under the door. Turn the lights out. This is good. We'll just turn them out. He called them what? Called them what?
Out of darkness.
Called them what?
Out of darkness.
And what did he say?
Into the light
be! The Son of Righteousness. The Son of Righteousness has come with healing. And he said he commanded it. He commanded it. He commanded it. He commanded it. It wasn't a suggestion. He commanded it. Look at John chapter 12. Wasn't that fun? Verse 46. I got thinking yesterday when I was studying about Satan being called the son of the morning. How very sad to be in the light and then walk into the dark. How very sad to have light available and not perceive that and grasp that. Jesus said, I am come a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me shall not abide in darkness. What? Shall not. Shall not abide. To abide is to live in. To make your home in. What? Shall not. Shall not. Now look at verse 36, same chapter. While you have light. That's heavy, isn't it? Believe in the light. Do what?
Believe.
Do what?
Believe.
Believe in the light that you may be the children of what?
Light.
Who are you?
Children.
God is light. Jesus said, I am the light. And if I believe in the light, then I'm a child of light. Look at Ephesians. This is a very frequent analogy used in the scripture, and I like it. It's very clear. Chapter 5, verse 8. You were, you see, you were means what? That's in the past. You were darkness. You were darkness. You were. But now are you light in the Lord. Light in the Lord. I have His light. I am light because I have Him. But now I have to walk in that light. I have to recognize the power and authority that's been given to me in the name of Jesus and walk in the light of life. You were in the dark, but now are you light. Look at 1 Thessalonians. Walk as children of light. Hallelujah. I love this verse, chapter 5, verse 5. You are, does it say you will be?
Are.
What does it say?
Are.
You are, what does it say?
Are.
You are, that's now, that's today.
Right.
You are the children of light, the children of the day. We are not of the night. Nor of the darkness. We are not. We are not. We are not of disease. We are not of poverty. But we have to recognize His light is in me, and I have to walk in that light. When wisdom entereth. Now look at John 1. Are you happy yet?
Oh, yes.
I'm so happy, and here's the reason why. Jesus took my burden all away. Now I'm singing as the days go by. Shh. Let me show you where the light is. Verse 1, the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by the Word. Without the Word was not anything made that was made. In the Word was life. What kind of life? Eternal life. Okay, in the Word, that's Jesus, was life. And the life was what?
Light.
Where's the light?
In the Word.
It's in the Word. And it's in eternal life. The entrance of His Word gives light. When wisdom enters, we have that light. But it says the light emanated from, came out of the very life. All Scripture given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction. In Him was life, and the life was the
light.
Light. Now, diseases of Satan. You remember the woman that Jesus healed. He said, "Ought this woman being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound." And Satan's not in the light. He's in the dark. In fact, he's the author of darkness. And then we have that wonderful scripture in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed, overpowered, harassed, tyrannized by the devil. Disease is the work of the devil. And what's the first thing the devil said? I will be like the Most High. And when he got his hands on the earth, cast out of heaven, the first thing he did was destroy. He's the master of destruction. But if I know I am the light, I have eternal life. I am born again, so I have life, and in that life is light. And God will command the life and the light that's in that life in me. God said he commanded light out of darkness. He commanded it. Well, I have light because I have God's life. I have the light, I have the life. You can't have the life without the light. You've got the light, but as you grow in God, the light what shines brighter and brighter. That's what Proverbs says, brighter and brighter. The sun of righteousness, the light of life is in me. It's in here. It's in here. It's inside. And it can grow brighter. As I walk in that light, as I'm dominated by light, dominated by the Word and the things of God, and not dominated by the devil, as I draw a line in my life between what is dark. Look at Deuteronomy 30 and what is light. Verse 15. This verse couldn't be any clearer. See? I like that. I've set before thee this day life and good. What? Life and what?
Good.
Death and? Death and? Life and good, death and?
Destruction
or evil. Wickedness. Darkness. I've set before you life and good. Life and good. Death and? Then, in case we don't know, verse 19, he says, choose life. Choose life. See, that's not even funny. Because Christians everywhere choose disease, thinking it glorifies the Father. And all it does is glorify the thief who kills, steals, and destroys. It honors him who's under our feet. Now look at Colossians 1:13. Choose what? And what's in the life? The light. And what are we supposed to walk in the
light?
We are not of the night. We are children of light. Verse 12, chapter 1, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet or able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the
light.
Saints are in the
light.
They're in the what?
Light.
Jesus said, believe in the light and you'll become children of light. He says, I am the light. Walk in the light. Made us able to be sharers or partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Jesus, who hath delivered us from the power of what? Translate us into the kingdom, talking about the work of the Father through the Son. Delivered us from what? Delivered us from what?
Darkness.
Delivered us from what?
Darkness.
That's what it says. Will deliver? Has delivered. Could deliver? Has delivered. Now all I have to do is walk in that information, walk in that knowledge, be dominated by the very light of life. The light of life. Jesus talked about the light of life because light comes from life. The day I accepted Jesus, I took on the nature of the Father. I took on eternal life, and in eternal life is the light. This is the light of righteousness, that the Son of righteousness. Now we have electricity. Electricity will do anything you want to do. It'll run your refrigerator. It'll run your toaster. It runs the hair dryer. It runs the carpet cleaner. It runs the television. It runs the stereo or the CD. It says we are participants of the manifold grace of God. Now when something's manifold, it's various and different. In other words, grace does a lot of different things. Grace does what you need it to do. And grace upon a sinner causes him to be a new creature in Christ. Grace upon a Christian causes him to walk in victory. Grace upon a sick person causes him to rise up well. How do we get the manifold grace to function? How do you get the light on at your house? Flip the switch. Turn it on. How do you turn on grace? How do you turn on light? How do you walk in light? With your mouth. I am the light of the world. I am a new creature. Jesus said we were a city set on a hill that could not be hid. That's the quality, the quantity of light that's in me. So God today commands the light. From the human spirit, the light that's in eternal life into my body commands it. I'm not of the dark. Flip the switch. Turn light on. You have light in. Turn it on. It's in you. Turn it on. It's in you. Turn it on. That's what Philippians 2, it says, work out your salvation. Talking to Christians, not talking about working to be born again. It says, work out your salvation. Well, see, it's because it's in you that you're working it out. You have salvation, the new birth on the inside. You work out what's worked in. You received it in you, and now through the words of your mouth and your strong faith in God, you work it out. It comes out. It comes from the inside out.
Thank you,
you see that, don't you?
Speak it.
You have to say what you believe. One day, when we first moved to Lakeland, I was raised in Auburndale. You know, I was raised before kids had cars. They moan and groan about they need a car, and they don't want just a car anymore. They want a car, you know. Well, I was raised before we had cars, and I didn't know much about cars. In fact, when Wayne was in the military, that's right before we were married, and I had his car. It's the first car I ever had. We had a car that didn't go in reverse. Our car at Mama's didn't have a reverse in it. That's the truth. I drove that thing to college. It didn't have reverse. Well, I was going to a meeting, and I don't go many places by myself, still don't, but Wayne wasn't going. It was a ladies' thing, and I was going, and I got lost in Lakeland. You know, and all the lakes looked alike to me. Lakeland was new to me, and it's just, I know if I circle the lake and then take a road, I'd be home. See, but I was on the wrong lake. I don't know how I did that. So I knew Winter Haven. I knew Bartow. I knew Auburndale. My grandmother lived in Winter Haven. And my father used to work in Bartow. I knew if I got to any of those cities, I could find my way home from there. And I knew I'd be a long way home from there, but I knew a tank of gas, I could get back there. But what I did was check the horizon for light. I know where there is a conglomerate of light, there's a city. Now, I don't know if I'm going to arrive in Bartow, if I'm going to arrive in Winter Haven, if I'm going to be back in Auburndale, but I know there's light over here. And all I did was stay off of the little paths, take major highways and keep turning towards that light and ended up in Winter Haven. Well, I knew where I was then. I came home. All I did was follow the light. Now, if you follow the light, where's the light? Entrance of his word gives light. Jesus was the word, and in him was the light. Now you're born again. He's in you. In you is
light.
How are you going to work that out?
By speaking.
By what you say. Say, God is light.
There is no darkness in him.
The thief comes to kill,
steal, and destroy.
But God came
to bring life.
Jesus said he was the light. He told me to walk in the light. I am not of the night. I'm not of the darkness. I'm not of disease. I'm not of poverty. I'm not of destruction. I'm of light. I've believed in the light. I am a child of light. And I'm going to keep the light shining with what I say. Because what I say is or will become what I believe. You know, if what you say isn't what you believe, you keep saying it, it will be. And that's the truth. And you can talk about something, you can make up a lie. You can make up a lie and tell it over and over again. And after a while, you think it really happened, that it's the truth. You came to believe in that lie because you kept saying it. Now, if I'll just say what God says, I don't really believe I'm healed. Well, start saying it, and you will believe it. So what I say is or will be what I believe. What I say is or will be what I believe. And when I say it, because I believe it, then the Son of Righteousness, who lives on the inside, the power of that light comes to the outside. So how much light do you need? Well, you go home, turn the lamp on, put your little hand around the light bulb. Just any bulb. 45 watts, 60 watts. Turn it on, leave it on about 45 minutes. Put your hand on it. And then you come back and tell me how much light you need to make a difference. So what I say is or will be what I believe. If I don't believe it now, I keep saying it. If I sort of believe it, if I'm trying to believe it, but I keep saying it, I will believe it. And when I believe it and say it, because I believe it, then the light, the Son of Righteousness, will arise. Oh, thank you, our Father, for marvelous words of truth. Oh, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for life and light, for love. That we're no longer of bitterness and hatred, no longer of malice and vindictiveness, no longer of destruction and darkness, that the darkness, the power of darkness, is now under our feet because of the blood of the Lord Jesus. We thank you for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen.